Suppose that you were able every night to dream any dream you wanted to dream. And that you could, for example, have the power within one night to dream 75 years of time. Or any length of time you wanted to have. And you would naturally, as you began on this adventure of dreams, you would fulfill all your wishes. You would have every kind of pleasure. And after several nights of 75 years of total pleasure each, you would say, well, that's pretty great. But now let's have a surprise. Let's have a dream which isn't done. Have a dream which isn't under control.
Thank you. We'll be right back. From the fray.
Let's have a dream which isn't unbecloudedwhere something is going to happen to me that I don't know what it's going to be. And then you would get more and more adventurous, and you would make further and further out gambles as to what you would dream. And finally, you would dream where you are now.
Hi everyone, thank you so much for watching tonight, today, depends where you are in the world. You were like thousands and thousands listening to the amazing live of Inelea. You were a lot to ask some questions. I won't be able to ask all the questions. We will put on the in the live stream the one we selected. First of all, thank you so much for today. How do you feel?
First of all, thank you. For
thank you.
I feel very amazed now. After all this amazing view, that everything worked out with the technique after some issues.
Some stress.
Yeah, I'm super satisfied, glad to be here, super thankful, and just happy.
Cool, now we can relax, right? So first question from Steve. How long did you prepare this live set?
Do you hear me now? The mic was off.
Oh, the mic was off.
Yeah, but now it's on, I guess.
Hope now it's on.
All right.
So
okay. So I prepared the live set. So basically, I went to India without knowing that I really played a circle.
It was very last minute.
Yeah. So I made it in 5 days. I started completely new in a hotel in Goa, and yeah.
That's
but
crazy.
It worked out. And sometimes it's nice to have the pressure.
Yeah, exactly.
To work
did you
more
sleep?
Efficient. Less than usual, but I did. Yeah.
I can imagine. What was your first impression when you arrived here at Jessamer Fort?
It's insane. It's another world, especially for us. We're from Europe. We're not used to this kind of old, amazing forts. I was speechless. Look at the view. It's history.
Crazy. Yeah, totally agree. And I think it's one of the only living forts in the world. Maybe we have another one in France called Carcassonne, but it's... There are not so many living for like with actual people living on the fort, so it's crazy.
Yeah,
I think for
insane.
This, I read on your post that you have like a very deep connection with India, a very special connection. Which cities have you visited so far, and which one is your favorite?
Okay, so I've been to Delhi, Bangalore, Hyderabad, Goa, Pune. I hope I haven't forgot one.
Jaisalmer,
yeah, Jodhpur. No, I've been to a few cities, but I think the city where I spent the most time in was Goa. I like the mood there. It's very chilled, beach, relaxed. But I also liked, I was once staying 1 week in a place close to Bangalore at Nandi Hills. It's nature and it was a small village. I was staying there for 1 week and it was also insane.
Whoa.
It's nice to see people are so grateful without having that much that we are used to in Europe. And that's what I love so much in India.
Yeah, totally. That's, I understand you.
Yeah.
If you had to choose one track that fits really well with India, one of your tracks, which one would it be?
I think today I thought definitely that the new remix I did for Para Fokuva fits very nice.
Yes.
With the ethnic mood in the break.
Yeah, it's
this one.
Yeah, this one is really, really nice, and people were reacting a lot to
cool.
this one. Yeah,
nice.
But now, tell me more about you and your music. What's the one thing that you are glad you'll never have to do again as an artist? It's a bit of a difficult question.
Creating an Instagram account. social medias.
You don't really like social medias.
I mean, I do it a lot. And during the pandemic, I did it so much that now I'm a little bit annoyed of it. But also, I'm addicted. I feel it. And this is something that I kind of try to get away a little bit from. Or have more structure in it so that I'm not always on my phone.
Yeah, and on your phone, like clicking on Instagram just to check.
Just to check.
Yeah, I have the same.
Yeah.
I feel that your music is inspired in some way by rock. I think that the Strokes won the Grammy yesterday.
Oh, nice.
I mean the rock album. Which artist do you actually listen to in the rock industry, music industry?
I listen to a lot of rock artists, so you're right with your guess. Back in the days, most of the time I was listening to Pink Floyd. Mm. Grateful Dead I liked a lot. Also, of course, like Jimi Hendrix, all this 70s music, I was really into it. And I'm still listening the most... it's hard to say. Yeah, I would say Grateful Dead the most.
Okay, cool. Yeah. And now, speaking about producing tracks, when you produce tracks, do you use more your head or your heart?
Heart. Yeah, because I'm a fan of working fast and capture the moment, like capture the feelings in the specific moment.
Mm.
And this is, for me, way more important than technical parts of it, like mixing afterwards. First, try to catch the moment. And that's why I like to work fast and capture this moment.
Yeah, it's very nice.
Yeah, like a snapshot.
And so now I'm asking some questions from the online audience. How many tracks did you create during the lockdown? Question from John.
I think in the beginning I was productive. I made like, let's say, 10 or 12. But now I stopped. Now I did 2 remixes, but no originals at the moment.
That's a lot. 14 tracks is a lot. Yeah. So next question goes with the first one. Mohit, half of the set with unreleased music. When are we tasting the juice?
What?
Like, when are you releasing them?
Okay, so the Para Fakuva remix is next. Whoa. Then I'll have an EP on a very nice label where I had the first catalog number on. Little hint. So this year. But not everything.
Really looking forward to the Para Fakuva remix.
Me too.
I saw him watching live the live stream.
Amazing artist.
What's the one thing you always procrastinate on as an artist?
Mm-hmm. Going to the studio.
Yeah, really?
Yeah. And then when I go, it's fine. But I need some pressure. That's what I said with the live. It was nice to have the pressure.
Yeah.
Because then I was like, okay, now I have to do it.
Yeah. Okay, I understand. And I also read on the post you mentioned that you really love our productions. Mm. And first of all, I wanted to ask how you discovered us, which with track, and what do you like the most about Circle?
Mm-hmm. So basically, I don't really know what was the first Circle I have seen, but I can remember the ones with Mind Against, the first one. Mm. And which one was the biggest for me so far? I cannot tell, because the productions are always nice in their own way. And what was the second part of the question?
The second question, what do you like the most about Circle?
Yeah, I mean the consistency is nice, like that you always have a very nice selection of the places. And I like the fact that you did it before the pandemic.
Yeah.
No, I mean, the production is just amazing. Everything is amazing. Now I met you and you are all amazing.
Oh, thank you so much.
I'm looking forward to the next days.
Yeah.
We will have a pool party in the hotel.
Yeah, maybe. But no. We won't have a pool party.
No.
It's forbidden.
So I'm looking forward to have some dinner and lunch with you.
Exactly. You were amazing too, I must say.
Thank you.
So now the mystery box, it's a little gift we offer. It's a little tradition at Circle. And King of Jessamere will give you this box, this little gift.
Oh.
Here it is.
Wow. Thank you so much. Thank you. Thanks. Nice to meet you.
Nice meeting you.
Shall I open?
Yes, why not?
It's here. Like this.
Oh, what is this? So those are just postcards.
Okay, nice.
Yes. Some very nice postcards.
You can have a look at them.
afraid of destroying. Oh, nice. Is it your family?
Yes. I mean, it's my family and it's like old pictures of the Jaisalmer city.
Nice. Wow. This is already really amazing. Nice. And this? Or not say this?
That's just some stone carvings on Jaisalmer stone, which you only get here.
Sounds very nice. Thanks. And now?
And this is like so many gifts.
Yeah.
This is like a scarf, and it's ancient Ajrak textile.
Wow.
From this region.
Thank you so much. Don't know what to say. Wow. It's beautiful.
It's very beautiful.
Wow.
Thank you so much, guys, for watching. Also, thank you to our partners. Thank you to Simbal. Thank you to Jaisalcot Hotel. Thank you to Simba for supporting us. Thank you to the King of Jaisalmer. Yeah.
Thank you
to our production team. Thank you to all our media partners. Thank you to everyone, the camera team. Mathieu, thank you. He's holding a 3 kilograms camera for 1.5 hours. Thank you, Paul, for the live editing. Thank you, Phil, for... thank you, everyone. You'll have all the name on the screen. And see you next time, maybe very soon. So stay tuned. Bye-bye.